Well, good afternoon. It's 12:09 p.m. on Monday, March the 9th, 2020. I had a lot of stuff going on this morning. I'm about halfway through the words for the day. I spent too much time dubbing around in Facebook and Twitter, and I lost an hour and a half to therapy and a grocery run, and I have to go back and do another 1,000 words. Well, 900 words. I think I've got 1,100 in the bag at the moment. But yeah, hi. It got to be like 11:30, and I was like, I'm still 1,000 words short. Do I go for the walk, or do I do the words and walk on the treadmill? And the sun is out. It's a little chilly, but it is a otherwise lovely day. And I thought, you know, I just talked about this to my therapist, so it was like top of mind. The treadmill is definitely second choice. It's not as engaging. I'm not in the moment. In fact, I'm doing everything I can to get out of the moment. I watch videos and go into that moment. Walking outside is definitely the better choice. Not the least of which is that I get to talk to you guys for about 20 minutes or so. So, yeah, it's late. I gotta go home and find some sandwich. Get something to nosh on. I'm long on carbs, short on protein today, so I've got to find something. Get across the street so this guy can come in. I gotta find something protein dense. I may just go home and eat peanut butter out of the jar or something. I don't know. Anyway, so yesterday I actually cruised through about 200 pages. I'm down to the last 100 pages of the edits from Karen on The Wizard's Butler. I'm probably within 5,000 words of the end of Dark Knight Station Origins. So I'm about to shift gears several ways here. I have a few more weeks of March, but I've got a doctor's appointment on 27th. I just reminded myself of it this morning. And I need to get an ultrasound done on my neck so they can look at my neck before I go to the doctor's. I suspect they were supposed to call me, but I suspect that means that I have to call them. I'm pretty sure I have the number somewhere. I'll look in my patient record online to see where it says. Next week I go to Denver for the day on the 17th. Happy St. Patty's Day down there. And then, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend is Novelorama. 25,000 words in 4 days. I will be leading the sprinting. I'll be doing my 25.5. For 3 hours each day. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get my 2,000 words in those days. Should be able to boost my average up a little bit. I've been thinking about, I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday or not, thinking about going to 3,000 words a day. Just because for the words, Chevy Impala, gray primer, a beautiful car. It's definitely a blast from the past. It's definitely something that is not common today, but it was pretty cool to see it. Look good. Anyway, I'm thinking about going to 3,000 words a day, just because For the Words assures me that over the last 50-60 days, it takes me between an hour and a half and 2 hours to write 2,000 words. So, if I added 1,000 words a day, that means 99,000 words in a month. What am I thinking? I'm thinking strange. 33 days to write 100,000 words. 30 days to write 90. And maybe I'll do that. I'm going to see how it goes. I'm going to keep 2,000 words as my goal. And then we'll see. We'll see what it feels like. I talked with her about burning out. And she pointed out that there's a big difference between burning out and tiring out. And that a lot of what I might have been dealing with was not last month. Well, it was not burnout, it was just fatigue. Trying to do too much. Holding myself to a standard that was completely arbitrary. I am the boss, I get to say what I get to do. And there's stuff that I want to write. I've got like 4 or 5 books I want to write. And it's like, it's already March. I've got 4 or 5 more books I want to write. And the fact that I've already got, 2, 3? 3. Plus Troy Harbor, which is mostly done. I just need to add in Otto's pieces for it. What I need to do is strip out the auto pieces that are there, because there's Otto and Sarah in this piece, in the 80,000 words that are there. But I also have to try to get my 100,000 word target back. Right now, Cape Crace was 120 something. Dark Knight is almost 140, which is the same size as Captain's share. Now, the other side of that coin is that there's three characters that we're following three character arcs in that story. There's no way to get around it. You ready to say it with me? Monk Ghost. There's no way to get around it because I need both of the Vagrant Boys and I need Vertical Condor in this book. And I might be able to scrape out some of the words. I talked yesterday about just throwing words at the page and then not being able to figure out which ones were the ones that I just threw against the page when I go back through and finally reread it. But all the Seekers, all the Smugglers, those are all 100,000 word novels. Those are all longer than the first three shares. And all shorter than the last three. But 100,000 words is my target, is my goal. And I'm spending too long getting there. So I'm forced to put more at the end. I need to look at the structure of some of these stories and see if I'm getting a little overzealous. Although, and I told the therapist this morning as well, it's like, you know, if it takes 145, 150,000 words to tell a story, that's what I'm going to use. Really like the wizard. Going through and seeing her changes. There's some really sloppy sentences in there that I just didn't see. And having her point them out, it's like, yeah, oh yeah, yep, okay, yep. And she does a really good job with that. She's marked up a bunch of the text and left me comments. I'm leaving the comments for the moment so I can go back through and revisit all of the places where she left a comment to see if there's something else that I need to do where she commented on it. There are a couple of places where she had questions about why is this? And the question is actually the point. The question is actually to have that thing in the reader's mind. What? Because the butler is not magic. The butler is only seeing what happens with the people who are using the magic. He can't see it. And so some weird things happen. There's a wheelchair that appears out of, apparently, nowhere and for no good reason. There is a reason. It's just that he doesn't know what it is. The reason is in the book. There is a logical rationale. Careful readers will spot it. Although, now that I think about it, maybe that's not right. This is why I want to go back and do it again after I get through the changes. Changes. She's, she's a good editor. Let me just say that right here. She's a good editor. She's a great editor. I still have not mastered the rules for compound words. Whether they should be hyphenated, whether they should be separated by a space, or whether they should be combined into a single word. I still don't. Clearly don't have that down. I also made a bunch of mistakes with capitalization. I'm using a title as a direct name. It's like, I knew better, but I just didn't do it. Oh my God, is this Katie? In her pink top? Yes, it is. I think so. It is indeed. She has a neon pink parka and a fluorescent yellow. I guess it's fluorescent pink. She has a fluorescent yellow bike helmet. She's pedaling along. I usually see her early in the morning when I go out before like 9 o'clock. She comes out and does her scooter. Can't believe I've been doing this long. The episode numbers, I look at them every day when I post the episode. It's like 1970, that was the year I graduated from high school. And we're like, I don't know, what are we in, 74? 75? 75, I got out of the Coast Guard. I think by 2000 I was divorced. No, by 1980 I was divorced. 2000. Yeah, I was gonna say 2000 I was divorced and remarried. What was 1980? That was probably when I sold a house and moved to Waterville. I'm pretty sure 1980 I was working at Colby College Bookstore. Or just giving up the Colby College Bookstore. I don't remember. It's all a haze. What is it? 1980 is 40 years ago. Jesus. Yeah, okay, fine. Never mind. Let's just keep walking. What am I reading? I'm reading something. I think Let It All Burn. It's Denise Grover Swank. It's a self-published book. DGS is the publisher. It's her own imprint. And she and a bunch of people. K.F. Breen is one of them, and another one is somebody I know, Deanna Chase, who they're sort of creating this new niche in urban fantasy, or maybe it's paranormal romance. I don't know exactly how they're categorizing it, but it's all midlife. It's all women in their 40s and 50s. And there's like 10 of them, the authors, who are working in this all together. They're taking out joint advertising. They're promoting each other in the backs of their books, the fronts of their books. It's fascinating to watch. It's really interesting. It's a really interesting niche. And I don't believe I'm going to write it, but it's fun to read. God, it's fun to read. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.